So Vikings PR.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. We got the Twin Cities media here. If you want to get things going with an opening statement first, then we can open up for questions.
All right. Well, first and foremost, you know, I want to thank God for this opportunity that He's blessed me with. You know, going into the day, I wasn't sure when or where I would get drafted to, but I was very confident, and I believe that I was going to get the opportunity to get drafted. And now I want to thank the Minnesota Vikings organization as well for giving me this opportunity to showcase my talents and my abilities. I want to thank my family and friends that are here with me now and those who were able to watch me get selected for always just believing in me and continue to have faith in me.
What was today like waiting as they spent so much time in between picks?
It was nerve-wracking. Cannot lie about that. You know, in the beginning of the day, I was very hopeful. But, you know, as things started dwindling down, my faith was still strong. But just the concern of where I was going to go with teams starting to make their last picks, it was just nerve-wracking towards the end.
And Coach Zimmer has kind of a history of being a guy who has an affinity for cornerbacks. How does coming to a coach like that feel for you?
Oh, it feels great. I would say I'm a student of the game, and I want to absorb as much knowledge as I can from people that have paved the way and that know a lot of information. And just being able to play under a coach like Coach Zimmer would just be very beneficial for not only for my career but for the team as well, as far as development as a player and giving me a role that I'll be able to contribute well in.
And I suppose a guy like Terrence Newman, who's been around a long time, would be somebody good to learn from.
Oh yes, sir. Most definitely. He's been in the league for a very long time, and I just can't wait to get up there and work with him and all the other veterans and all the rookies and just everybody that's on the team and just be able to absorb the culture.
Jack, what would you say is the strongest part of your skill set that you would bring into the Vikings?
My strongest skill set is my football IQ, I would say. In this league, you have to be able to do not just play one position, but have multiple roles as far as, you know, playing inside, playing outside, sometimes playing high, playing low, playing press, playing off. And you just have to be able to also understand route concepts, route recognition, defensive offensive formations, and defensive personnel, where everybody is going and what your job is. You just can't limit it to only knowing your role. So I would say having a strong football IQ like I do would just help me be able to help my teammates and myself to put us in the best position to make plays on the field.
I'm assuming playing press is probably one of your strengths, considering you had 21 reps at the combine. Clearly you have the strength to throw receivers off their route.
Yes, sir. Coming from NC State University, we were definitely a press team going on towards the end of the season and my career. And being able to play so much press, but also being able to mix in off has just been very beneficial for my career and my skill level.
Jack, are you familiar with any of the Vikings currently on the roster? And if not, are there any particular that you're looking forward to learning under?
I know that last year, Mackenzie Alexander was drafted, and him coming from Clemson, I know he was somebody I used to watch when we used to play them when we were still in college football together. And now being able to be on the same team as him is something I'm definitely looking forward to doing.
What was the day like today? Did you spend time with your family before you found out you were selected?
Yes, sir. In the beginning of the day, it was just my immediate family. They were here. We were actually going to have planned a small gathering for my immediate family and close friends. So as the day dwindled on, more and more people started coming to the house, and we were just sitting and enjoying food, but also waiting in anticipation for what was to come.
When you talked about Mackenzie Alexander, when he came in last year, he called Mike Zimmer a DB guru. How excited are you to work with someone that's so well known for the defensive side of the ball?
I'm so excited to be able to work with somebody that just understands the game as well as he does. And you know, I mentioned Mackenzie Alexander, but also when I was in school, we broke down film from Xavier Rhodes as well. And so we were able to watch a lot of film from the Vikings and see what kind of scheme they ran and just what kind of techniques I was able to use at the time going into my senior year to help me become a better player. So now being able to work with somebody that I've already tried to learn from, just be able to absorb more information from him will just be such a great experience moving forward.
Were there specific techniques you learned from Xavier's film from those games?
I wouldn't pinpoint one specific technique because the translation between college football terminology and NFL terminology could be slightly different. So I don't want to misconstrue what Coach Zimmer was teaching. But there were a few tidbits that I did catch on to and I tried to use when I was playing this year.
All right.
Thank you. Jack. Welcome.
Jack. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. You too.